Hello, everyone. I am Gary Roby with our call to worship and praise. This is our time to get refocused, to get a godly perspective, starting at the beginning, our spiritual beginning, when we were born again.
Oh,
Thank you, Father. Thank you for surrounding us with your music and your word that guides us into all truth. Lord, we are bombarded every moment of every day by the world, the flesh, and the devil working to get our attention. Please, Lord, help us now for these next few moments to come away to a quiet place in our spirits, into your very presence. And as we look into your face and think about your love, your faithfulness, your plans for our steps, may the things of this earth grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and your grace. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, a sound mind, your peace and confidence in you and who you are, and who we are in Christ. Give us a proper perspective as we think on these things. Amen.
You have sanctified my he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me.
Still waters, he guards me each step of the way. mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I will feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, all the days of my life.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their call to worship, heard on this station weekly at this same time. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Call to Worship Him. Call, number 2, Worship Him. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to programs, see what songs are included in today's program, find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more about this ministry can be found there at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Please make a note of our mailing address. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I'll repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
Given life to me. are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given life to me. You have given life to me.
Through the darkness with the light of his day.
May the Holy Spirit help us to stay focused on these things and to have a godly perspective. This is your call to worship Him.
Born into a pastor's home in Canada, a happy family of 8 children, I can never forget that February night in my father's Ottawa church when, as a teenager, I came to faith in the Lord Jesus. That was 66 years ago. Later, living in the New York area, my love of singing led to years of study and to appearing on radio programs in and around that great city of opportunity. But there developed a void, a feeling of losing direction. Just at the right time, there came to mind the inspired words, "Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your paths." Though I have missed the mark many times, He has never failed to give new courage and a sense of His presence. Then there came a call to join the staff of a fine Christian radio station in Chicago. I'll never forget. One day, a tall young student from nearby Wheaton College came to the studios to let me know that he appreciated the gospel songs he was hearing over the air. His name was Billy Graham. And soon he was asking, "Bev, why don't you come and be a part of our new evangelistic team?" Years have gone by. With travel to many countries and the witnessing of the loving call of our Savior to the hearts of many lives. Yes, I have learned of the tender mercies of our Lord after serving Him for 66 years. I can say with all of my heart, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life He controls, since I gave overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Each day is like heaven. My heart
What is a proper perspective for the Christian? The proper perspective for us, in the light of who God is, ask yourself some basic life questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going? Folks, as we think about perspective, consider this concept for just a moment. If you could have some time in heaven, sitting down with God in His very presence, what would that be like? Think about it. If you were granted a wish to spend just, say, 10 minutes in heaven with God, what would you ask Him about? What would be His replies? Learning about how He knows all things and can do anything. We use the words omniscient and omnipotent to describe these abilities. What about Him being the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega? He is eternal. It's not limited to time and space. What if He allowed you to see into the deepest reaches of space, seeing the infinite number of planets, stars, and the expanse of the heavens that He spoke into existence? And He allowed you to see how that He and His angels directed your steps through your life, how He protected you, comforted you in tough times, and met your needs many times even before they became needs, and how He has answered your prayers. And then before you knew it, your 10 minutes were up, just like that, and you were instantly back on earth. Would that change your life? Would that change the way you acted and choices you made? Duh, of course it would. It would change your entire perspective. You would begin to see everything through the reality of who He is. Folks, that is a proper perspective, one that we should have every moment of every day. He never, ever changes. Who am I? Let's think about that for a moment. God's creation. That's who we are. God's creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 26 of the first chapter of Genesis, then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on this earth, and then the small animals that scurry around the ground." So God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them male and female. He created them. And then Adam and Eve sinned. And so death and sin, a sinful nature, passed on to everyone that has born since. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6, for the wages of this sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Romans 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then later in that same chapter, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians 2 tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we are His creation. That's who you are. Why am I here? To praise and glorify Him in all that we do and say. So says Ephesians 4, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. In short, folks, live for Jesus. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And while we do, share the good news of the gospel everywhere. Mark 16, and He, Jesus, said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus told the apostles before he ascended into heaven, found in Acts 1, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So that's why we're here. Where are we going? What's our future going to look like? Well, folks, we are going to where He is. John 14, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Isaiah 25, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth." Revelation 21, verse 4, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Folks, to keep the proper perspective, remember who you are, God's child, why you are here, to bring glory to him, and where we are going, God's house.
Glory, glory, glory. pilgrim guide. Sin would drown us in its tide. Be close at hand and go before, as we sail to heaven's shore. Holy Spirit, lead us on. Give us courage, bring the song. Lord, we trust your Father's care will convey us safely there. Open or seal off every door as we sail to heaven's shore. Straighten our course with every prayer. Let heaven's breeze speed us there and grant us mercy evermore as we sail to heaven's shore. Draw us near, O finest friend, from dawn's light to evening's end. Each passing day we love you as we sail to heaven's shore, as we sail to heaven's shore.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, encouraging us to stay focused on a godly perspective. I'm happy that you joined us today. Our goal is that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship. Thank you for your letters and your generosity and faithful support. I'd love to hear from you. Please make a note of our mailing address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You are invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs there and find other helpful information, like the playlist of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now may the peace of God, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified our eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him, forever and ever. Amen.
By and by. We will tell the story, how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
For a while, the things of